You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Tonight's forecast, dark. Continued dark tonight, turning to partly light in the morning.
Ah, that never gets old. It's so true this time of year, though the days are starting to get longer now that the winter solstice has passed. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. And another big issue this time of year is the phenomenon of temperature inversions. We're going to talk about how and why they form. So, Cliff, why do we care about temperature inversions and what are they?
Well, Bellamy, temperature inversions are situations in where temperature increases with height. Now, normally, temperature decreases with height. So when it increases with height, it's the opposite of what we normally see. That's why we call them inversions. And the inversions we really care about are the ones near the surface. Why do we care about it? Well, inversions are very stable configurations of the atmosphere, which means that it suppresses mixing. When you have colder, denser air near the surface and warmer, lighter air aloft, that suppresses any tendency the atmosphere has to mix. So that has big implications. For instance, if you're worried about air pollution, inversions are bad for business. Inversions tend to keep pollutants near the surface. So if people are, you know, burning wood or they're even running their heating, all those pollutants are going into the lower atmosphere and they're not mixing out. So air quality tends to get worse and worse as these inversion situations continue. Another thing is that we often have a lot of fog when we have inversions. We have cold, dense air, and it's often kind of moist air trapped near the surface. And so as the inversions stick around, the situation gets foggier and foggier and foggier. And that could be a problem because, you know, it's bad for aviation. And also the fog can freeze onto roadways as we get freezing fog. That can be very dangerous. So that's another bad thing about it. I should stress, you know, the situation about inversions and roadways. When we have inversions, that tends to produce cold temperatures near the surface. So a lot of our worst situations when it comes to ice on the roadways are when inversions are going on. The nice thing about our local inversions is you can often get out of them by going up. So during the winter time, inversions tend to form when we have high pressure overhead, relatively weak winds. And so what happens is the Earth radiates heat to space and it cools the surface. The atmosphere doesn't cool as fast, so you tend to develop this inversion. Well, the inversions tend to be only hundreds of feet to maybe a few thousand feet deep. And so if you want to get out of one of these inversions, you simply have to go up. So you can go up either into the passes, or you might want to go up one of the local mountains like Cougar Mountain or one of the high hills around here. You can often get above the inversion.
Right. There was a recent article in the Seattle Times about this inversion that we had, a really strong one, where the temperature difference was like 20 degrees between Seattle at sea level and Mount Rainier.
That's right. So it's not unusual to have situations where the temperature is 10, 15, even 20 degrees warmer at, say, let's say 3,000 feet than at the surface. In fact, I had a student who went through all the records at a radiosonde site, a balloon launch weather site right on the coast called Quileute. And he found that the largest temperature difference that he could find for the last 50 years was on the order of 40 degrees Fahrenheit between the surface and 3,000 feet. Can you imagine that? 40 degrees warmer.
Wow.
So these inversions can become pretty strong.
And why do they happen in winter?
Well, to get a good inversion, you need a way to cool the surface more than the atmosphere above. And so if we have a situation in the winter where the skies clear off, and that's normally associated with high pressure, nights are very long, so there's a lot of opportunity for the Earth to emit infrared radiation to space. And so the Earth cools down, and cools the atmosphere next to it. So winter is a great time. You have a lot of night. And if you happen to get high pressure that gets rid of the clouds aloft, you can lose a lot of energy at the surface, and that helps produce the inversion.
Do they ever happen in summer?
We can get inversions in summer, and those occur when we have cool marine air off the ocean moves inland whilst there's still warmer air aloft. So we have a lot of inversions during the summertime, but they tend to be weaker ones, and they tend to be most prevalent in August and September.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where we look to the skies.
Boing, boing, 707, going, going, skywardly, heavenly, higher than bluebirds fly.
88.5 KNKX.
Why then, oh, why can't I?
On knkx.org and NPR1.